The Svatsemis was once asked, what should someone do if on Tisha B'Av they feel no pain and no anguish over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the city of Yerushalayim and the entire country of Eretz Yisrael? So the Svatsemis replied that that person who can't feel the national pain, well, then he has to feel pain and anguish over his own personal korban because there's something wrong with him or with her for that matter. Well, that needs to be explained. So let us take a look at Perek Gimel Mishnah Yadalad, the third chapter with the 14th Mishnah. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus Omer Shena Shal Shacharis V'Yain Shal Sarayim V'Sichas Yayiladim V'Yeshivas Batei Knesiel Shal Amei Aretz Motzinus Adam and Olam. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus says the following: let late morning sleep, meaning oversleeping, midday wine, drinking too much, children's chatter, speaking about frivolous things with no importance, and sitting at the gatherings of the ignorant, all those things remove a man from the world. Rabbi Dosa was a Talmud of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He witnessed the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in his time, Second Temple, and he moved down to Yavne with his Rebbe, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, to rebuild Jewish life. So here is a man, an individual, a tzaddik, a tana, who saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, saw a national korban, saw a national destruction with people slaughtered, starving, carried off in chains into captivity. And what he speaks about here is not to oversleep, not to be involved in alcohol, and to watch what one says, not to waste one's words. What is the jump from national destruction to speaking about the individual and about oversleeping in the morning? So I'll tell you what I think this Mishnah is saying, and that is the essence of the Svatsemis. The destruction of Yerushalayim brought about two kinds of destruction. It destroyed a people and its national places. That was one kind of destruction. But what didn't happen, and what could have happened, is the destruction of the individual. It's more important that the individual, as a member of Klal Yisrael, survives, because being involved in activities that take away the productivity of a human being, that negate the chashivas, that negate the unbelievable contributions that someone can make to the world, well, that is even greater destruction. That is causing one to plunge into oblivion. All of these behaviors, the common denominator is sleeping late, drinking too much, being involved in silly conversations. They remove a man from the world. They're motzinus adam and olam, because a person can no longer be a productive member of society, can't get things done, can't move around in life and make the world and make his family and make himself a bigger and better person. That is the essence of this mission. And that is why this mission is so important. And that is why this mission is being taught by a survivor of the Khorban. Instead of speaking about the things that he saw, he's thinking about the things that can be foreseen. We don't want to ever come to a place where the destruction is even greater, where individuals give their lives away into nothingness and meaninglessness. Now, Yisrael Meir Lal likes to tell the story that after he survived the Holocaust, a child psychologist that he met in Eretz Yisrael told his aunt and uncle that he should not be reading a book like The Diary of Anne Frank. He needs to move away from that period of life. But he read it anyway, and it gave him a different mindset. Instead of speaking about big numbers, which of course, big numbers, 6 million in the Holocaust, hundreds of thousands in the Chmelnytsky massacres, hundreds of thousands in the Gerush Mesfard, and the countless number of Kedoshim over the centuries. Instead of speaking about those big numbers, he began to think about individuals. 6 million individuals, hundreds of thousands of individuals, people who made contributions or could have made contributions to the welfare of society, to the betterment of themselves, been more productive. Then he realized indeed how great the Khorban was. I'm always moved by the story of the Mordechai. The Mordechai was a great Rishon. was the Talmud of the Rush. His commentary is in the back of the Gemara. Whenever the Rebbe and Yeshiva would assign a Mordechai for the sources to prepare, I didn't always get to it because it's in the back of the Gemara. It's one of the later commentaries to look at, and the print was very small, and I didn't always get to it. And then I learned that Mordechai ben Hillel was killed in the Rheinfleisch massacres of the Crusades at the age of 58, together with him, his wife and children, died al-Kiddush Hashem. And then I learned that Mordechai ben Hillel was the one who was Mechadesh, the one who invented the modern-day blech. Mordechai was the one who wrote that the Gemara discusses how to build an Erev in Maseches Erevin, but it's incumbent upon every Rav to then go and build an Erevin for his community. The Gemara tells you how to, and he told you that you should. And the Chassam Sofer quotes it in his letters and his tshuvas. Mordechai ben Hillel, the great Rishon, the father, the husband, also explained what the prohibition of going back to Mitzrayim was. One man had a massive impact on Judaism in three Piskei Halacha, and there's more. But Ashkenazim and Sephardim all deal with a blech on Shabbos or some kind of plata, all deal with having an Erev in their communities, all deal with the issues of traveling to Mitzrayim. One man, at the age of 58, a young man still, made an impact in the world. That is that Mishnah. Not to plunge ourselves into oblivion. And that is what the Sfas Emes was telling us, Chassid. If you can't cry for the Chorban of Klai Yisrael, that means you can't even cry for the Chorban of yourself. Learn to be a productive person. Learn to believe in yourself. You, my dear listener, and me, we have what to add to this world to make it big and good and warm and lovely and safe and more holy. Get to it.